This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We've never seen a team in the NBA come back from a 3-0 series deficit. So last year I looked up not just what teams have come back from 2-0 series deficits in the NBA, but who have gone on to win four straight games after being down 2-0. Because I was like, that's what you got to do to overcome a 3-0 deficit, right, is win four straight. We've seen four straight in a series sweep, right? You know, we've seen that quite often, that first round, that 1-8, 2-7. But again, to come back from the deficit of 2-0, I mean, as we know, there are a lot of teams that lose after that 2-0 series deficit. I think, Rashad, you just had the same page up that I did earlier when I was doing my research for this segment. 463 2-0 series lead in NBA history. There's 463 teams that have gone up 2-0 in a series. 34 of those teams overcame that deficit. So a 34 of 463, which I think is like 6% of them.
7.3%
of teams that have gone down 2-0 have came back and won the series. That's not that many.
Like, no, it's definitely not.
They say, you know, a lot of the teams that go down, like, usually people start kind of paying attention when it's like a 3-1 series. It's like, oh, how many teams have come back from a 3-1? Or, you know, we all know no teams come back from a 3-0 series deficit. But, yeah, I mean, a 2-0 series deficit is almost a death sentence right there.
Yeah.
Only 7% basically have overcome that deficit in the NBA history.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And be mindful, like, for a long time, the first round was, like, best of five. So, you had those first few teams that lost, they didn't have the luxury of an extra game to potentially come back or whatever. So,
you have that list of each series.
I do.
Can you check one for me? 2005 Mavericks, was that a 7 or 5-game series?
2005 Mavericks was a 7-game series.
That was a 7. Okay, so we had gone, because that was a first rounder, spoiler alert, that was one of the teams, the 2005 Mavericks, to overcome a 2-0 series deficit after losing the first two games at home.
Mm-hmm.
But we were already in a 7-game first round series at that point.
Yes, you were.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's start this in the way, way, way back machine. Who can forget that 1969 Western Conference semis between the Lakers and Warriors? I mean,
it was there.
Banger. Absolute classic.
Banger.
Yes. Well, that was the first time it had ever happened. The Lakers lost the first two games at home in Los Angeles against the Warriors.
Is this the Wilt Chamberlain Warriors?
I have no idea. I did not look at the rosters of these teams. So maybe you can do that, Mr. Look at me, hotshot with the Google Chrome all open over there.
Jealous?
Yes, very much so. My computer is about to blow up if I try to open a browser, apparently. But that was the first time it ever happened in the playoffs where the Lakers overcame a 2-0 series deficit after losing the first two at home. The next time it happened, the 1993 Suns. This one I do not count as much. I am including it in the list, But it was a first round matchup when it was only a
game series. I don't like that either.
And they lost the first two games in Phoenix and then went on to win the next three. So while technically they did overcome the 2-0 series deficit, they only had to win the last three games. But hey, I would say that actually the pressure is even on more, perhaps, because the Lakers in that, they just have to win one more game.
It's true.
Up 2-0. You're going back to L.A. for the next two, and you just need to win one of those games to advance, and you lose three straight. I mean, you know what? I'm including it. I am including it in this one.
Almost like a 3-0 lead. Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
Kind of.
1994, the Houston Rockets in the Western Semis against the Suns. And that was, I believe, a year that the Rockets
won
the NBA championship.
Yes.
One of the Michael Jordan-less seasons right there.
It was right after Clyde got traded then?
No, that was the first championship.
Okay.
94.
So right before he got traded.
And then
thank
95,
you.
Yeah. Gotcha. But yeah, that was in the Western Semis. I never knew that one.
I remember watching those games on NBC.
Looking that list up, that the Rockets were that close to being eliminated that year. And I'm sure that was, I mean, 94, that would have been Charles Barkley's sons.
That was.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Barkley just went to the finals a year prior, so yeah.
I would like to go back and look at that bracket to see the what could have been if the Rockets actually didn't come back in that series. Like, who was the other team in the West that advanced? Was that the New York Knicks 8 seed season in 94 that ended up going to, or was that 95?
94.
I thought that was like 96 or 7, if I'm not mistaken.
We can check the records here.
Yeah, the Knicks 8 seed was with Pat Ewing.
No,
look that up.
No, yeah, so 94 was definitely when they played the Knicks, and they played Shaq the next year.
Oh, the Orlando Magic
in
1995?
99 playoffs were when the Knicks made it in as an 8 seed, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got my years way off.
No, then. You're fine. Yeah, it kind of blends together. Back
that was the hurt Patrick Ewing. That was the lockout year.
Yes, lockout year. Yep, that makes a lot more sense.
That was
sense
a hurt Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, 50-game season. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I mean, for the sake of time and filibustering, I do actually have the 1994 NBA playoffs up right now. So the Rockets were able to beat the Suns to advance to the Western Conference semifinals. And the other team on the side of the bracket in the Western Conference was, oh my God, scrolling. Must be nice to have Google Chrome working for
it's
you.
It's awesome. You know, just saying.
It was the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets.
Ooh,
on the
Malone,
other side.
Hornacek, Stockton Jazz.
Yes. And it
probably
looks
Greg
like,
Ostertag, too, right?
Ostertag was.
Utah won that series 4-1. So if it wasn't Houston going to the NBA Finals that year, probably would have been Utah.
Because
it would have been Utah, Phoenix.
It probably would have been the Suns again. You know, the Suns were the best team in the West. Barkley had just came off an MVP season in 93. So I would, and mind you, they were up 2-0 twice because they did it again the next year in 95 when they were up 2-0 against the Rockets, and the Rockets came back and beat them in that one. So
but that was the time that those first two games were in Phoenix, I'm guessing, because it did not make my list.
Ooh,
in 95.
I don't know. So I'm looking right here and says
1995 Phoenix Suns.
1995 Phoenix Suns. Rockets won 4-3, recovered from an 0-2 deficit.
Click the link there for the Rockets because I think it will tell you where the first two games were at in that series. And I think it was Phoenix there.
Actually, I've got an interesting stat to go along with that, Joe. You said it was about 93-ish% of the time, just under 92.8 or whatever, 7.2% of the time.
Yes.
Is when teams go down 2-0, they come back and win.
Correct.
So 93% of teams that win those first two games go on to win the series, essentially. Well, that percentage actually goes down a little bit, Joe, to only 84 if you win the two games on the road. So if you're the New York Knicks in this instance, you lost to the Celtics last night, but instead of a 93% chance, it is only an 84% chance if you go out and bust the whole road trip and go 2-0 and essentially, what do they say in the playoffs? That it doesn't actually start as a series until somebody wins on the road.
Yeah,
well, even if you win the first two road games, you have a less of a percent chance of winning than just winning the first two games in general, I would assume, at home. That's just crazy.
The first two games were in Phoenix.
In 95. So that's wild, though, that back-to-back or two times in three season. No, back-to-back, 93-94 that the 94-95 that the Rockets came back from 0-2
against
series deficits
team.
Against the Suns.
That is
God.
Nuts.
I'm surprised Shaq doesn't know that. Somebody needs to let Shaq know that so that way he can call Charles that out on that. Any opportunity can.
What, like even Huckabee beat your ass.
That is low hanging fruit for Shaq right there.
Yeah, it is.
Kenny's right there. He could.
He's like, well, I was there.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I remember that.
I remember I beat you, Shaq. That's the one thing I would say if I was Kenny all the time. Yeah, I remember. Remember that time in 1995, Shaq, when you played us in the finals and we beat you, and I was giving you buckets. Remember that?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm surprised Kenny doesn't do that more often.
Kenny's classy. Shaq is the most insecure superstar we have ever seen. I think he's as far as basketball, I think he's the greatest superstar we've ever seen in the sense that Shaq was accessible. Shaq was visible. You know, he was like Snoop, right? Whether you're 8 or 80, you know who that dude is. Whether you've ever seen basketball in your life or if you've ever heard rap music, you know who Snoop Dogg is when you see him. You know who Shaq is when you see him. And I think that's an invaluable trait to have.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.